Good practice today, Coach.
Yeah, good practice. A good tempo.
Coach, can you talk about the position you made at linebacker?
As far as depth chart goes. It was the same depth chart I worked with last week. Worked with Corey and Phil at the mic, and moved Steve back to linebacker this week. And him and Lance will be working at the wheel.
Corey and...
Still starting right now.
Okay.
And Lance. And they're in the rotation. You got
medium.
Split.
Even.
Okay. It's all depends. We'll evaluate that as the week goes on.
Phil gave you Saturday.
Well, Phil, you know, he continues to improve. He played a solid game Saturday. But, you know, I'm going to continue to evaluate him during the week and see how it goes.
People out of Missouri yesterday, they had their press conference day. Chase Daniel said that you guys were pretty stubborn Saturday night and how you defended them. Just going three rushers most of the night. What are your thoughts on
that? Well, I can't comment on what he said. He's going to say what he wants to say.
What's going to be the toughest thing about this Oklahoma State team for you to defend?
Well, they've got tremendous athletes all across the board. They've got outstanding receivers. Their tight end is as good as I've seen. Two outstanding quarterbacks, and the offensive line is much better than it was last year.
Is it hard because they're kind of unpredictable in how they're going to play to each week?
Well, you know, they give you multiple formations. They have multiple plays. They have their core plays. But you know, I think the multiple position groupings, you got to make sure you're on top of the game. And then them having the ability to change the play at any time also creates problems. So we have to work hard on that.
After watching Phil Cosby, do you wish you would have shown him some more looks than you did?
Well, you know what? You know, I'm going to say just one thing. With what they do, the way they spread the field, there's only so much you can do. You know, if you try to get into a blitz game with them, they'll tear you apart because they spread you out. Remember what I said? They go sideline to sideline, goal line to goal line. And you have to be smart in how you defend. You know?
Is there a sense this week that the guys need to come out and get up early and prevent falling behind like the last couple of days?
You know what? We're just trying to improve. Trying to improve on what we did last week. You know, I thought our tempo in practice today was outstanding. Kids had a good bounce in their step, and we're just trying to get better every day.
It seemed like today Coach Callahan was a little more fired up than normal and really kind of defending the program a little bit.
I think we're all fired up, you know. You know, we're proud. We're proud of our kids. We're proud of our coaching staff. And, you know, things haven't gone the way we expected them to, but it's our job as coaches and players to try to improve every week. And, you know, you can't go in the tank now. You got to keep on working. You got a long season ahead of you.
Next two games at home, I mean, just how big are they just for shaping the rest of the season? Where are you guys?
Well, it's great to be back at home. And these are, you know, again, one game at a time. Oklahoma State's the most important game right now. And, you know, we have to play well. We know that.
He got Steinkler back today.
Yeah, he was out there today. Good to have him back.
Is he full go for
him? He looked like it today.
How about Steve?
We'll have to, that, you know, that's just still evaluating.
Well, Kevin, when you're attacking third down defense,
well, you know, last week was totally different than normally. You know, the first thing you got to look at, you look at what type of team they are in the pass game, and what type of protections they use, and then you build your third down package off that. Excuse me.
Third and 10 being almost ideal, but what do you want to set on third down?
Excuse me. Well, I'm in third down.
What would be?
You know, whatever they're going to do. I mean,
34, 35.
Oh, you're third and long for that.
Right.
You know, 7+ is where you want them. Third, you know, third and 3-6, you know, it's still kind of a 50-50 match right there. You know, ooh, what they could do. Excuse me. Some teams will run the ball, as this team will. And some teams are just all pass on 3 or more. So it all depends. The game changes every week.
Are you getting enough of those 3-6? Are you getting them in the right third downs or the right?
Well, you know, I can't tell you. You know, every week it's that way. But we're getting enough to where, you know, we have to be more productive.
What's the difference? How much of a difference is there between Reed and Robinson, the two quarterbacks, when you look at those two guys?
You know, they're both very athletic. You know, Robinson is really impressive in his athletic ability. You know, we already knew Reed's athletic ability, and the more and more you get a chance to watch Robinson, you see he's a tremendous athlete also.
What can you say about the progression of Brandon Bird this year? Has he given you more than Manchester thought he would?
No. I mean, he's playing exactly as I expect him to. He's a good football player. He's very solid. He's a physical player. Very smart. He's tough and he's dependent.
Going back to Dillard, does he give you an attitude or a chance to give you kind of a different attitude when he comes in?
He still loves the game. They all do. But, you know, he loves the game. It's important to him. He's a very competitive player. And, you know, he's worked his way into the position he's in right now.
He's the youngest of those guys. Is he pretty well receptive?
I would think they would, yes, sir.
How important is it to have somebody like Dillard with that type of an attitude out there on this defense, especially when it's been struggling the way it has?
You need it. I mean, he's, you know, gives us a spark you know, gives us a physical presence out there. And, you know, Corey has the same abilities, but, you know, we're trying to be competitive at the position. I want both those guys competing for that position.
Thanks, Coach.